you're in the unique position of having served on the Blinn College Board of Trustees, as well as being a member of the RVP board. Your observations about what's been going on?
Well, I kind of think of it as a fool's errand. Blinn has to approve the request to join the district if they're going to go in for a taxing district, and I don't think Blinn will do that. Blinn is addressing workforce issues with through TEKS and its own course offerings, and so I'm hopeful that they'll be able to meet the needs of the community.
The continued statement from the Talent Initiative Steering Committee that they just want to protect their options. Your response to that?
I really don't think they really have options. I think it'll eventually have to go to a vote of the voters, and I don't think anyone wants to put on the taxes that it would require to buy Blinn and operate it.
In addition to serving on the Blinn board, in addition to the RVP, you've no doubt observed what's happened in the relationship between Blinn and Brazos County Interest, even going back to the last legislative session, where some of this started up. With that context, your thoughts about what Blinn is doing to address the concerns that those in Brazos County have?
I think they are. They're going to continue to offer more workforce classes. They're doing a study to find out exactly what the needs are, and then they hope to meet those. And if there's any kind of technical training that Blinn cannot offer, TEKS is going to be able to do that at the Rellis campus.
Anything else that I have missed that listeners need to know about this ongoing relationship?
Well, I'm hoping it's improving. I don't know that it is, but that's my hope.
Are citizens contacting you about this?
Yeah, I got about 6 or 7 emails this week about not wanting the county to move forward with the Blinn project, with the RVP project to take it to a vote because they don't want their taxes increased.
The proportion of students from Brazos County attending the Blinn Bryan campus is a minority of the overall Blinn Bryan student population.
There's about 1,000 students that live in Brazos County that go to Blinn out of the more than 13,000 that attend here in Bryan. And in Brenham, there's 600 from Washington County that go to the Brenham campus, and the other 2,000 come from outside. So Blinn is a major attractor of outside resources, if you will. The students that come to Brazos County to go to Blinn and Bryan, they're renting apartments, they're renting houses, they're buying their groceries, they're spending their money, they're buying gas, they're contributing to our economy.
It is an economic development issue.
Absolutely.